hashtags that sort of happened in response to to other hashtags, which does remind me a little bit of the Yes All Women
right.
hashtag situation, because we were talking a little bit before the show about how that was actually a direct response to hashtag Not All Men.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess for some background information, if we're transitioning to talking about other hashtags, Yes All Women was a social media campaign that started in a response to the Isla Vista shootings in 2014. It was it became popular in May of 2014, and it was in response to a killing spree by a man. Oh, I wish that I could remember his name off the top of my
Elliot
head.
Elliot Rogers.
Elliot Rogers, that was his name. And he specifically went out on a killing spree aiming to kill women. That was like part of his that was part of his goal. Left 6 people dead, 13 others wounded. And he specifically went onto a college campus, I believe, and went into a sorority house and was attacking these women. And so in response to this, the hashtag Yes All Women came out, which was absolutely fascinating. But it's interesting that Yes All Women was actually a reaction to a hashtag that came out first. So there was the shooting, and then a hashtag came out that was called Not All Men. Mm-hmm. And that was men saying, like, not all men are like this guy, and like specifically aiming to kill women and like against women. And then in response to that, someone created Yes All Women, which ended up blowing up and became much more significant, not just to that shooting specifically, but to the idea of like just to feminism as a whole, and has been a huge campaign, social media campaign for feminism.
And I guess I just want to know more specifically, like, if that was a reaction, like, that not all men shouldn't be a hashtag, instead it should be Yes All Women, because in that case I don't know if I agree with that, those two battling. I feel like they're for the same cause, like, not all men are feminine, men can be feminists, and
But I think it's even interesting if we're going to look at word choices here, positive versus negative words. And, you know, I'm sure there's been many studies on the effects of negative language versus positive language. And perhaps that's why then everyone remembers Yes All Women versus Not All Men.
And I do think it's important to note also, for people who may have followed the Yes All Women hashtag, it wasn't just women involved in tweeting Yes All Women. There were so many men who were also involved in the social media campaign, which, and I know this campaign was not, it was in response to a shooting, but it was a lot more active online than it was, like, as Je Suis Charlie took to the streets a lot more than Yes All Women. There were a lot of protests for Yes All Women, but that community almost completely existed online. And it's really interesting that, like, because of hashtags, because of like this community that can come out of this space of all these words without spaces in between them and like a pound sign in front of it, this entire community and this entire conversation can come out of, you know, this, you know, 21st century technology.
Something that interests me too, actually, that I just thought of, was your point that it's these words that are kind of squished together, you know, start with a pound sign, and how someone who creates a good hashtag has to be so concise in what words they use. Because, you know, a hashtag can't be too long. It's got to be something memorable, you know, and a lot of these hashtags, the reason we remember them, you know, like how do we really remember them? And a lot of these, you may not even know the history behind it. You may not even know the backstory, but whoever coined them, you know, even another one of the hashtags we're going to look at later today. I mean, there's a story behind the person who actually coined the phrase. Yeah. And, you know, there is, you know, there's some recognition that goes into that. And it's all about, it goes back to writing too, that if you're going to really make a statement about something, it has to be concise and something that's going to really capture the issue.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's something that has come up with Twitter in general. When you only have 140 characters, it has really taught people to, like, choose your words wisely.
Right.
If you're going to try and, like, make a statement on social media and in this context and use a hashtag, you have to think very particularly about the rhetoric that you're going to use, because every single character matters when you're on Twitter.
Yeah, right. And you can see, like, if you search for these hashtags on Twitter, you can see people picking on every word that you might use. Like, if you just tweet, "I am Charlie," you know, people might respond, but several people are making some very concise commentary in addition to just, you know, saying "I am Charlie." And then that's when you start getting this conversation happening where people start picking on every single word that somebody uses. And I say conversation sometimes on the internet, it's not quite
right.
Conversation. But the SL Women hashtag, interestingly enough, has at least 1.2 million tweets attached to it, according to my source. I mean, that's an insane amount of people engaging in a conversation about a topic. I think that's one of the other things that the hashtag accomplishes rhetorically is fostering depth of conversation, even though you have to be so concise. It's more people are thinking and talking about the issue than might have been otherwise. And I think that's one of the sort of accomplishments of the hashtag.